Happy Friday. This is John Wilson with Fireline Safety America. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for joining in to the Speak It podcast. We got another fun show for you today with Miss Jessica Bonds from the Get Outside store here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now we're going to highlight some products, announce a cool announcement here with a gift card, and she's got an awesome event that they are going to tomorrow and have a lot of different products out there. So stay tuned. Probably about the 7, 8, 9 minute mark there, and get excited about them. Look, we are about to hit our 1,000 download from really across the world. We've had over 20 states listen in, 6, 7 countries from Hong Kong, multiple hits in Canada. People are listening in. So if you guys listen in and share this podcast with your friends, share with tag a few people, and let us know what your favorite part of the podcast was today. You're going to get a $50 gift card towards a purchase here at the store. Get Outside Murfreesboro store here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Come see Jessica. Come see John and get to know them better. And look, enjoy their products. Look, I just got a tent, purchased a tent, Kelty tent. They have some really cool products, but you got to listen to the podcast, got to listen to the interview with her on that. Look, we've got some sponsors to mention. David Pledge Ram, so give him a call, reach out to me if you need to get a hold of him. Also got a couple new sponsors as well. Woodford Construction. Hey, Woodford Construction, I've worked with a few times. John McCommon is a personal friend of mine. He is the vice president of business development. His number is 615-416-1566. Email John at WoodfordConstructionLLC.com. Their website is WoodfordConstructionLLC.com. Look, they renovate hotels. They renovate warehouses. They're actually building the new Steel Barrel Brewery here in town. That's Woodford Construction. They build homes. They're pretty diversified, and I know John very well. Worked with him, networked with him. He's great to work with. Just a good guy. Give him a call, John McCommon, Vice President of Business Development at Woodford Construction, 615-416-1566. I'm going to try to get him on. We're going to discuss, discuss some projects they're working on and make sure that you get to know him and his personality. And also, look, Get Outside, the store here in Murfreesboro. They're a sponsor as well. So we're going to be discussing promotional products, things like that, new products that are coming in, and one other little thing that you guys are enjoying. For April and the month of May, if you buy something and mention the podcast at their counter, you'll get a 10% discount towards your price there at the checkout. So Jessica Bonds was awesome to do that. Their new sponsor, 10% the rest of April and in May. If you mention the podcast, Speak It at the counter during your purchase. All right, let's jump over to the Nashville Predators. Look, they won the other night. They're 3-1. Coming back, playing tonight on Friday. Pretty day in Nashville. Downtown's going to be crazy. So if you get a chance to go downtown, enjoy that. Let's cheer on the Predators to get past the first round of the NHL playoffs. I've got a team coming in. University of Georgia is coming to Ole Miss. Of our Ole Miss listeners, there's a 3-game stand down there. Should be a pretty weekend in Oxford. Hopefully the Ole Miss Rebels can pull that out. Yes, that is my team. Also root for the Blue Raiders, MTSU. They have some games this week. Go support your local baseball teams. Get outside, as we keep saying, hence the store, and take your kids to some of these baseball games. See the big boys play. I want to mention the awesome event that Fire and Life Safety America helped co-host, the BOMA Emerging Leaders Group, downtown Nashville. We had a reliable automatic sprinkler, brought in their valve trailer, and we trained a lot of property and assistant property managers there at the Pinnacle Building. Ryan King, Highwoods Property Management, and Dawn Taylor helped set that up. So it was awesome to be there. I want to thank Reliable Automatic Sprinkler. And we went to have the event afterwards at the Florida Georgia Line restaurant, rooftop bar. I had some appetizers and such up there. We had one of those great nights. It wasn't cold. It wasn't rainy. It had a perfect weather on the rooftop there. So give that restaurant and bar a shot because of the view. It's just great to be there. You can see the Skirmerhorn Symphony, see the Bridgestone building there, see the Pinnacle Building, see the Bridgestone Arena, see the new convention center. It's just a great environment. So give that place a try. And up next is our interview with Jessica Bonds. Guys, listen in for the gift card. Listen in for discounts. Welcome to the Speak It podcast. I'm with Jessica Bonds from the Get Outside store here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. How are you doing?
Doing fine, John. Doing fine.
Other than the sinuses that we're both talking about.
Yes.
How long has that been kicking your tail?
It just started back.
Just started back. You've had one stint with it already.
It was serious this winter, and now it's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, people can probably pick up that I have a much deeper voice. I'm kind of feeling something. My son is under the weather with the croup, so I don't think I have it.
Our girls have been fine.
Have they?
They've been good? Well, our oldest has allergies, but that's it.
This weather, it's up and down, up and down.
That's why you're sick.
Yeah. A lot of people listening are from a lot of states and multiple countries right now. They probably don't know our weather because we're 32 and then we're 78. In the span of a day.
Back to 32, snow.
Snow. We had snow this week, which is crazy.
Yeah,
you saw
was
that?
It Monday?
I think it was Monday. It's like you can't even like.
Wore shorts on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had a BOMA event downtown Nashville where I hosted an event. And we had a rooftop bar type of setting. It was awesome weather. And then the last two mornings it's been frost on the ground.
It's
been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So how are things going here at the store?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's springtime now and warm weather.
Yeah?
It's time to get in here and clean off our floor.
Yeah,
got the stuff for it.
We're going to try to drive some business here and at the event we're going to talk about tomorrow over there at Barfield Park. So why don't we kind of get into that? We want to, like I said, we want to talk about moms and some of the ladies today and what kind of stuff they can get. You mentioned a couple things. If they are a young mom, what's this little backpack you got over here?
It's a baby backpack or a child carrier that you carry. It's like a backpack.
Yeah.
Where you stick your kid in it, carry him on your back. So you can go anywhere with them. You can take them to the zoo, take them to the park, take them on a hike.
Yep.
Carry them around the house if you're trying to clean and they won't shut up. They're nice. It's built so it's comfortable for a woman or a man, and it's adjustable so the height
That's right.
matter.
The men can carry them too, right?
Actually, most of the men do, but, you know, moms are at home. Well, I'd say 80% of the moms are at home.
Yep.
So, if they're stay-at-home moms.
And it's time to get out into the hiking trail, so they can use that.
Yeah.
So, what about some of the women's clothing right here? One of your spring lines right here?
This is the nice, really soft clothing, the Free Fly line. It's made the bamboo line.
Yeah, Free Fly.
Last time. But it's lightweight, and you don't have to iron it. I mean, you just wash and wear, and it lasts and lasts. Everything on that rack, I own a piece of each one of them, and I love them.
What about kids? We got something right here, this skyboard right here. What's the age group for that?
This right here goes from toddler, this whole unit of toys, to adult. But we have zip lines, slack lines, the ninja slack lines, Skyboard is like your old Rory kit. You're way younger than me, but a pogo ball that we held that you jumped on. It's just a ball, with a ring around it.
Yeah,
and you just jump. Well, now they have handles on it because today's kids are a lot less. Well, they're fragile. So
prone to get hurt and injuries, right?
Yeah, this kid also has a helmet. I don't think I ever wore a helmet. But what else do we have over there? We have the great big dream catcher swings that holds like 500 kids. I don't know. It's a bunch of kids. All your grandkids need one.
About that.
Yeah, those are on the other side.
Yeah.
But I think they're called Slackers. The brand is all Slackers.
Okay. Maybe we can share that on the post as well.
Yeah, we're having
that website.
At the benefit, but that.
Yeah, let's jump into that. So you guys are going to be at, what's the benefit tomorrow there at Barfield Park out there?
It's Burrow Adventure Fest, and it's, well, everything collected, all the admissions, everything goes to Candle Wishes.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a benefit, but it's in, it's going to go from 12 until 4 tomorrow, and if you prepay today, today's the last day to get your advance tickets, and that's Friday, 4:20.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sneak that in.
Yeah, but just the date, could get your hell together. But
you said it.
But anyway, I always do that on all my posts so they know it's this date.
So $10 if you register today, which we're going to get this out today.
And then you get to camp for free.
Oh, wow.
So you, if you want to camp at the park after the thing, so the festival's done, you need to register today.
I didn't know they had a campsite out there.
Are you from here?
11 years. I just spent on the other side of town. So that's
you
really cool.
Children. You should
know. I do. Actually, I need a tent, so we'll talk about that later.
Right. So anyway, tomorrow at the door, it's $15.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hike from the parking lot to the event.
Yep.
So they're going to take you through one of their paved trails to get to the event.
Now, we've had a birthday party out there,
yep.
And we did a little bit of that, and that's a lot of fun. I just didn't know they camped out there, so I play softball out there, which I played there last night.
And I have a campground.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we'll market that. We'll talk about the campground out there. Now, what are you guys are going to set up so people have to hike to get to you and other vendors?
Yeah. We'll be at the event.
Okay.
So we'll be on the outskirts of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a little bit of gear out there, just for the things you'll need out there, like tick spray, water bottles.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, hacky sacks. But
yeah.
We'll be out there just to support Candle Wishes, too. And
we have any T-shirts or anything?
We're going to have all of our branded shirts will be out there.
Okay, so
brand new ones.
The 615?
That's not our shirt.
Okay.
615 shirt.
Yes, yours, sorry. So
ours are right there.
Yes. Which you're going to have to sell a few of those. That's awesome.
We will. We have brand new ones
that are coming
out tomorrow.
I love y'all's logo. I think that's so
Thanks.
Cool. Look forward to uploading that to our website as well.
Yeah.
So that's really sharp. What else are you going to have out there? You got t-shirts, hacky sacks, outdoor
hammocks.
Watches, hammocks going to be out there. Oh,
yeah.
That's the next thing I want to talk about. So, listeners, you cannot see this, but we have a Yukon Outfitter hammock right here in my hand, and the wrap or the bag for the hammock is a Get Outside.
It's called a branded stuff sack.
Stuff sack, and it's branded the Get Outside logo. Tell us about Yukon Outfitters, where they're from, and how long you guys been selling their products?
From the beginning.
Okay.
We opened, but we met them at a trade show, found out they were from, because I didn't want to carry the trendy brands like everyone else had.
Sure.
Because they're getting too common.
Yeah.
And they're expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't get your money's worth, just to be honest. So we were looking for something better, and we found Yukon. They're made in Alamo, Tennessee, which is Jackson. So
right.
West Tennessee.
I know that area.
Yeah, me too. And they employ everyone from that city.
Yeah.
And they just decided they wanted a better product for their money. And so you get tree straps, you get a hammock. This is like the single hammock you have right now. It will hold up to 400 pounds. So you can be a big dude.
Big, strong dude.
Sure.
Right.
And you can still lay in that safely. As long as you find trees.
Can we mention the price here?
Yeah. Yeah,
the
that's
price,
the single.
Yep, the single. The price is $79.99 here at your local Get Outside store. Now, what we've got here is a tie-dye color here. This is so cool. So even the stuff sack is tie-dye. You open it up and you have a tie-dye.
You just pull it out. It's in
that
there.
Is so cool. So there's a lot of different colors and flavors and everything back there. So that's really, really cool. They're on display back here in the back of the store.
Right.
So when you come in, turn to your right, you'll see the hammocks back
you'll
there.
See them.
Look at the Tennessee Checkerboard hammock.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Yukon is they have fun with their singles. I mean, they're called Vista. That's the name of them. But they all have different prints, and they'll do different schools, different states. They're trying to get the NCAA to come off of their logos a little bit, but it's always a battle to get those logos.
It looks like there's some one that has a trout skin back there. Now, that would be cool to have a trout skin. I don't think it is, but have like a brown trout skin for the hammock. That is so neat.
Since we don't cater to fishermen as much, I didn't pull those on. But
I don't have this brand, but I'm going to be taking my kayak out, and I'm desperate to lay in my
That's easily
hammock.
Carried along, too.
Yeah. That is really cool. Easy to set up?
Well, it's self-contained.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about your straps are in the bottom.
Yeah, this is the size of two Coke cans. I mean, you could put this in the kayak anywhere.
You should have the weight on there, too, if you care about that. But
yeah.
Most hikers do.
Yeah.
We did get this really cool tent hammock back there. Hey, can you see it?
I can. That is pretty cool. What's that brand?
It's called a Tent Style. It's a hammock, and it's made in Europe, and it's a hard mesh. So when you lay on it, you don't have like back problems the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're laying on a cot.
Okay.
Same type of weave. And it has a tent that goes over it, but it's all inclusive. So when you buy everything, you buy your rain protection and your tree straps and your tent that goes over it. So no tarp needed. It's really cool.
That is really cool. And what's the brand of that again?
Tent Style. And what the purpose behind it is making colonies out of these. It's odd. But making colonies out of these hammock tents and trees. Like you go into these forests and you all hook to each other.
Huh. And you're all, I don't know. What if they all come down at the same time?
Then you go together, you know?
I guess so.
But they have up to 10 men tents.
Yep.
That's a lot of people hanging from a tree. But whatever.
In the same structure that's made out of fabric and such. Things like that.
Yeah, go touch it before you leave.
I will do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. That is really cool.
I'm not going to get in it.
Well, hey, look here. We got some kites back here, too. Right. You know, we're going to the beach next Sunday.
Those are the nice ones. Yeah. Those are the ones that are, we can go to Walmart and get your $2 one if you want to. But these are nice. These are the nylon ones. Some have the two handles. They're trick tent.
Kites. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, kids will come in here and want to get something like that. Yeah. There's a lot of toys and type of stuff over here for them specifically. But that is pretty cool. Now, I want to jump into, like I told you, we're about to get to the fun number of 1,000, the number 1,000 download across really the world.
Yeah.
We've had 20-something states listen in, I think 6-7 countries, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to take an opportunity with you to you're going to give out a gift card for somebody that shares it, and we're going to, you know, put a question out there for something about the podcast that they have to answer.
Okay.
And so when they come in, hey, and I'll let you know, you may be a part of that post when they share that. And we'll pick the winner. Probably need to be from Murfreesboro. So it'll be close by.
Unless they want to drive.
Unless they want to drive.
We don't have online sales, so they've got to come in.
That's right. Come see you or John or Rusty if he's here. I don't work here yet, so you can't come see this John Wilson. What's John's?
J-O-N.
J-O-N, that's right. Like John at our office, John Springer.
Yeah.
So we also want to mention a little bit of a discount that you guys are throwing out there for the podcast listeners. Rest of April and into May, 10% discount for purchases.
Speak it.
Yep, when you come to the desk here, when you're ordering some material here and some clothes, and we got the suitcases, the duffel bags, really everything that you can get in here. And your T-shirts are awesome. I love that. It's got the tire on there. It's got the mountain scene. It's got the pine trees.
TriStar.
Where is it on this?
On the tire.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. Oh, that's awesome.
I know. That's
15 yards from here, so I don't have the best eyes. But right here.
There it is.
It's right in front of me on the stuff set.
That one's kind of stretched out a little bit, but.
That is so cool.
I didn't do that.
What else is going on with you guys? You guys are trying to. You got any other events that you guys are going to be doing here coming up this summer?
Hopefully, we'll be able to have people come in and give different talks about things, like hiking the Appalachian Trail. And
great. Yeah. That'll be great, like a speaker series.
Yeah.
If you can't. Yeah. Okay. Have you thought about this? Because this would be a good idea. Somebody speaks and maybe have like a drink and touch, a drink and learn, whatever, from the Chamber of Commerce. You know Kelly Beam?
Well, I know. John, who is the girl?
That's fine. We'll hook you up.
Kelly?
We'll hook you up with Kelly, and she'll get something, have an event here. There's a lot of space to have 175 people come through. Get to know the store. If you have a great speaker, that would be awesome. Especially this time.
We have a guy that's done it twice.
What's that?
We have a guy that's done it twice.
Okay.
Up and down.
Yeah.
All the way. I don't know about his mentality, but he's done it twice.
Yeah.
And he's very knowledgeable about things you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah.
He knows what to take, what not to take. He would be a great speaker.
About being efficient on your hike and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, he hikes all the time, but especially the Appalachian Trail or any long through hike.
Yeah, that would be really awesome, and you should get some traction off of that, especially in the event, whatever you're having in here. If there's a giveaway from vendors or something like that, that really attracts people. That'd be awesome. Trent Cheese, I've mentioned him before, he's going to the Fiery Gizzard tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
I don't. Where is that?
It's in Tennessee.
I know it's in Tennessee.
It's in Middle Tennessee. I don't know what town.
He's getting up really early to
Missouri.
Do this.
I'm from Missouri.
I know. What
town?
And I've got toddlers. I haven't hiked as much as I would like, but I told you I'm going to get on my kayak somehow, some way tomorrow. I might be sitting in the garage and get on the kayak.
River.
Yeah, because that's local. That's right by my house. Yeah. When I'm limited on time to go play, get in the sunshine, so I got to go local.
Right.
In where I don't have to drop off another truck. So hopefully, Aaron, and twist your arm. Maybe I can go out for an hour tomorrow. She does listen. And now, kayaks. You guys talked about the last episode. Are
still
we looking
waiting.
Next month or two, next 3 months,
hey,
maybe?
It's up to them now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've reached out and they've done my job. So
yeah.
I can't do much more than they go, hey, you remember me? Yes, I remember you.
We might have to market to them on that. I'm sure they have
Dagger.
A Facebook website. Dagger?
Or your favorite one. You could do that.
Yeah? Jackson or something?
Nope, they can't. They won't come.
They're okay. Gotcha.
They're full.
They're full.
That's fine.
That place, if you do get a chance to tour their process of them building, it is really neat. Not just because it's Jackson, but just the process of the art of building something like that. Backing it up, it is local and stuff like that. But
by the way, if mm-hmm. you have anyone going on a church or school camp, like after school this coming up after May or mm-hmm. in May, our girls go to Rock Island.
Okay.
And it's a completely stripped down church camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's for the school. It's through the school. But they have to go in and they have to take things that we have here to actually, you know, be comfortable. So, things like bug spray that work.
Mm-hmm.
Come in here. We have it here. It's mm-hmm. good and cheap. Any kind of clothing they need. Any socks they need. Any sandals. We have new Tevas.
There you go.
So.
Great pads to sleep on the sleeping bags.
They sleep on cots, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have hammocks. They take their hammocks with them.
That is really
but
awesome.
We have everything our kids need here.
Yeah.
So,
how are the kids? They doing okay?
They're doing well. They're ready for school to be done.
Oh, of course.
They get their yearbooks today, so they know it's closed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're going to be, what are they going to be doing during the day? They're going to be helping you at the store a little bit?
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah? Yeah.
They may be doing a lot of work at home.
Yeah, helping you print some more shirts
helping
and everything.
Helping me clean the house.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be good if you can get them. Now, how late do they sleep until? My kids get up really early. Of course, they're younger. But how late do your kids sleep until?
It depends on when they go to bed. But normally, 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah.
I let them go.
Yeah.
They won't get to do that very long.
Yeah, I get to when I was, 12, 13, 14, I was asleep till, gosh, 10, 11 o'clock. Now I can't even sleep till 7 because...
Oh, I do.
Get up
till... Just wait till they get older.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, they're not messing with me. I can sleep longer, which we'll need it. But are you following the Predators at all?
See,
this is
I
off the cuff,
to.
But are you?
I do follow
they've
them.
They've got a game tonight.
I want to make sure they're doing well. I always listen for updates.
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm new to hockey... I mean, we had the Blues. They sucked so bad.
Yeah.
When they came to St. Louis, and John... would know about this too, but I wanted to be a Predators fan, and then you get this, well, you can't just come in since we're winning attitude from people that have been fans. It's
oh
like,
yeah,
look here,
you
I'm
know
new
what?
To the area.
Predators might be that like that a little bit, you know, last year everybody jumped on the bandwagon because they got really
well,
deep into
fun.
The playoffs. It is fun.
The Predators are like, dude, bring it. We want to have fans.
It's a you know what it is? It is a business.
Yes, it is.
So get excited about a business with the Predators and all these sports. They're all a business.
The same thing when the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Everybody got on the bandwagon. No, but, they're excited about somebody doing well. But they're up 3-1 against the Colorado Avalanche, and we do talk sports on this podcast. You'll have to listen to Josh Jenkins' podcast. He's an attorney here in town, Hagen Law Group.
Only
hey, Josh.
He talks about the Cardinals. That's it.
You know, I'm not sure. But you know who's a Cardinal fan is my mom. Biggest, she watches every single game, even if it's on the iPad.
We can't hear.
Yeah.
But I do get high. I don't want to see them right now. The last three years is like.
You probably can't on the MLB network.
I've tried.
Oh.
I can't get on. Oh, my. It's DirecTV.
Huh. Okay. Okay. She goes through Dish, so she probably has.
She's still in West Tennessee, though?
North Mississippi.
So she can get it.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
If she has cable, she can get
she
it.
She watches all of them, so.
Mm-hmm.
But the Predators play tonight. Maybe they can close out the Avalanche. I'm not sure who they play
the
next round.
Is tonight the last game if they win?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Best out of 7, yep. Which would be tonight would be the fourth win. And they lost they won a close one 2 days ago. They were up.
Right.
I went to sleep. They were winning 3-0.
Yes.
Woke up. They won
like,
3-2. I know. I was like, I'm going to go to bed. They stressed me out. All those guys get so close in the goal. I'm like, Pecorine's, you know, stopping that puck. And I'm like, man, I just
tried. Did somebody get in trouble for a head check?
I was watching the game the other night. And it was a potential of that, and then I was working on a podcast.
Trouble, as far as I know,
I'm not sure. It was 10:30, and I heard somebody pop somebody.
Look, you're playing hockey. This is not croquet. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah, dude, they are violent.
Quit being crybabies.
That's a coming from Jessica. Get outside. Don't be a crybaby. Right. Get out there. Bust up your knee a little bit. Anything else? I hope you guys have an awesome event tomorrow.
I do too.
I probably won't be there.
It'll be fine. Be nice weather.
It should be nice weather. I got a T-ball game at 12:40. I'll be outside. Key thing is to get outside, right?
Right.
How many expect to be out there?
I don't know. I think Jenny was, I don't know. I hate to say
big crowd.
300,
I mean,
at least.
Really?
Pre-signed.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Probably be some walk-ins coming up, too.
Oh, yeah. Imagine
food vendors the
camping,
there?
Camping, though. Yes.
Food vendors.
I wish we should pull up the website. It's burrowadventurefest.com.
Oh, wow.
To find out details.
Burrowadventurefest.com. And your website is say that one more time. I got it. 629-207-3176. That's awesome. So, got the website. Got the phone number. Look, we talked a few things today. Things for moms and dads. Some of the clothing lines here. Some things for the kids. Awesome hammocks. I'm holding one right now. This tie-dye cool Yukon Outfitters tie-dye in the stuff sack is so cool. Different hammocks, kites, things like that. Visit them at the outside Burrow Fest Adventure. What is that again?
Burrow Adventure Fest at
Barfield Crescent. That's awesome. So you'll be there tomorrow. It opens 12 to 4.
Yes.
They got some camping afterwards. So visit there. Anything else? Thank you.
I think that's it.
Well, let's mention this one more time. If you share this podcast, we're talking a $50 gift card. For somebody who mentions this, we'll put a question in there to make sure they answered to prove you listen to the podcast. And then April and May, 10% discount if you mention the podcast, the Speak It podcast at the counter.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Thanks for coming.
What kind of intro music you want? Because we're going to put it in there.
Oh.
Little rock?
No.
Little rock? Little blues? What do you want?
A little funk. You got some funk.
I got some funk. So we'll do some intro.
Memphis funk. You know about that.
I'll try to find some. So, thanks. We'll talk to you everybody next week.